Welcome to Our Sleeve Life podcast, hosted by Kelly and Mel, two lifelong friends who took control of their lives by having gastric sleeve surgery 5 years apart. This podcast is really for you, our listeners, whether you're pre-op, post-op, maintaining, being a support person, or maybe none of these. But this is your podcast. Now it's time for the show. All right, so this is episode Mind Over Body, and this is going to be a two-parter. So the first part's going to be about mind over body, how that messes with you. And then the second part's actually just created for body dysmorphia.
That's right.
So we're going to merge these together. You're going to have a two-parter, so just be patient with us. But it's a long one because it's a doozy.
And there's a lot of information out there.
A lot of information. So. Kelly.
Yes.
This is one of your big ones. What's the mind fuck for you? Because that's what we really labeled this one as.
So my first kind of realization that there was a mind over body type thing is wanting my weight off as soon as possible.
Okay.
But mentally not catching up to that.
Okay.
So even though I lost 117 pounds as of this morning.
Holy moly. Good job. Congrats.
Thank you. Yeah. Even though I've lost that much, my mind hasn't caught up to that yet. So when I look in mirrors or I see photos of myself, mm-hmm. I'm still to this day completely shocked.
Well, you're like super early in it. So this is prime time where this happens.
Yep. 10 months. 43 weeks post-op.
Yeah. So you haven't even hit a year yet.
Nope.
So there's no way that your brain can catch up that quick.
Oh, no. No. And so. I've read so much about it, and it's just weird to actually experience it.
Yeah.
To be able to be like, you don't really think about the fact that your brain has to catch up to something like that. You're just like, okay, let's get this weight loss surgery done. Mm-hmm. Let's get this going. I want to be healthier. I want to feel great, which you do.
Yeah.
But your brain literally has not caught up to it yet.
Yeah, no.
So even I have people come up to me all the time and say, oh my gosh, you look so great. Like I ran into an old coworker / friend of mine over the weekend. And she's like, I just can't even believe how great you look. And I'm like, yeah, I'm trying. Like, I'm getting there. Like, that's always my response. And I'm like, no, I literally have gotten there. Like, yeah, I'm at optimal weight loss right now.
You have arrived?
I have arrived.
Yeah, so.
But my brain hasn't caught it back up.
Right.
So.
How'd that make you feel with her kind of being so excited?
Well, she knew me. I'm trying to think. When I worked at the office with her, I was probably about 215.
Okay.
But I've always kind of had her on my Facebook and Instagram and stuff like that. So she's always seen, mm-hmm. even though I was very careful not to share photos that weren't like super unattractive or showed that I gained that much weight.
Yeah. Yeah. You are great with angles, girl.
So. Yeah. I have always been good at angles.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So I know that she knows, and obviously I'm not quiet about my journey and what I've gone through. So everybody knows what I've had, like that I've had weight loss surgery done and I've worked really hard for this.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like validation.
Okay. That so you liked it.
Yeah. Like mm-hmm. it feels good to be able to be like, thanks. Like I know I've worked really hard for this, mm-hmm. but then that other half is, I'm getting there.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, you're still the whole like getting there. Cause I take it completely different. And it's,
yeah, you do.
So it's sometimes it's fine. It really depends on the tone and how they're mm-hmm. saying like, oh, you look so great. Yeah. Or like I just don't like when they're like, oh my God, you look so good now. I'm like, do you have to put a now?
Like, yeah. I'm like, yeah. Like,
that's my point.
Thanks for basically saying I look like shit before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like it's annoying. Cause I'm just like, okay, hold on. Obviously, I know I've been big all my life. I get it. Yeah. But we don't need to always like emphasize it.
You don't have to pinpoint it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's probably the whole like mind thing. It's like, it's just mm-hmm. annoying.
Yeah.
Please stop.
Well, and I think that goes along with the fact that you don't like to be reminded that you were ever overweight.
No, I don't know.
You don't like to see side by sides. You don't like to talk about, like, other than this podcast, you don't really talk about it with anybody except for me.
And I mean, if people don't ask me questions, I'm not going to answer.
Exactly. So it goes to the fact that you don't want to talk about it.
No.
So when people make comments about that, you're like, let's not.
Yeah. And the reason why it depends on who you are, too, is that is if you show an interest of what I've been going through.
Yeah.
Then that comment doesn't hurt me.
Yeah.
It's when that you have never been around.
Yeah.
And now you're saying this whole now business. It's like, where were you then?
Yeah. So.
Okay. So.
Say you ran into somebody like I did over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And they said the same things. Would you take it negatively? Or would you take it positively? Like, oh, yeah, they noticed that I'm doing really great.
Yeah, I would take it like that.
Okay. Positively.
And then my smart assness and cynical me would be like, they had to say now. Like, I just can't get over that.
It's got one 3-letter word.
It's like, just leave it alone.
Yeah.
I think, too, like, because you know, mom, I'm about to tell a mom story. So I love you. Do not be mad at me. but we were, when we're at Matt's, depending on what they're up to, they'll have my brother, Matt. So he's I have two brothers, actually. I'll just give you the whole layout here. So
backstory.
Yeah. So my brother, Matt, is 4 years older than me. And mm-hmm. then I have a one younger brother that is 15 years younger yep. than me. So me and Matt are pretty close in age and we're actually good brother and sisters.
Well, and you grew up together.
Yeah. So.
I mean, like in the same house versus you and Michael, who you were out of the house
pretty much
shortly after.
A couple of years later. So,
yeah.
But yeah, like we'll go to Matt's house for family events and sometimes he'll have one of those picture frames where like all the pictures start flowing through.
Yeah.
So the digital ones. And so some of the older ones of me pop up.
Yep.
And I think mom made some sort of comment of, oh, it wasn't a bad one. It was actually a good photo of me, but she couldn't recognize me.
Ah.
She's like, who is that? And I'm like, and everyone's like, that's your daughter. And she's like, that's not her. And I'm like, that's me. And she's just like, couldn't fathom. She's like, no, it's not a bad thing. It's just I couldn't like, that's how different you are. And I'm just
she's thinking it's positive by not recognizing you.
Right. And then for me, I'm just like, mom, that doesn't feel good. Like, you should be able to recognize me. And she's actually made like random comments of like, just the old you.
Yeah.
So then like, and I know what she's talking about because I kind of refer myself in that term as well sometimes.
The old Melanie.
Yeah. Or I say just big Melanie or whatever. Like when I was the bigger Mel.
Yeah.
So, but.
Which I don't think you should refer to yourself as that, but that's just me.
Well, when you've been bigger, you're like, that doesn't bother you.
Well, I mean,
it does, but it doesn't because it's like, it's just a descriptive word. And that's not going to offend me.
Yeah.
But.
I prefer the old you versus.
Okay.
Big Mel.
I do too. I will prefer the old Mel over the Big Mel.
So stop referring to yourself as Big Mel.
That's true. Fine. Okay. I won't. I won't do that anyway.
Thank you.
But yeah, that one's definitely a mind thing because your like mom is like not, she's your mom.
She's not recognizing you.
Yeah. So that was a weird feeling for sure.
I feel like sometimes like my mom will refer to always saying, oh my gosh, I'm so excited for you. You're mm-hmm. doing such a good job. And again, that's where it comes up where you're just like, have I worked that hard though? Have I done all that I could?
Yourself.
Yeah. And I think that's where it comes, where that response of I'm getting there
mm-hmm.
or I'm trying mm-hmm. comes from is that you're like, have I done it? Have I really done all I could do? Which I know that I have.
Yeah, why do you feel like you haven't?
I don't know. I think like that's a part of mind over body.
Yeah.
Is that my mind is saying, you need to work harder. You need to be better at this. You need to do all these things.
Right.
And I'm like, listen, the proof is in my body. Like, I've literally done all I could do.
Only thing I can think of that you might subconsciously feel guilty about is that you know these people that are doing surgeries, not all of them have a physical job as you.
Yeah, true.
And that they are going to have to do some workouts that are not fun. Because I think that could be a thing. That's the only thing I could see you feeling any feelings about. Like, because you've done everything else. Like,
yes. I mean, I literally cut out all my carbs. I cut out all sugar.
Right.
I only focus on protein. But for the listeners that are just kind of tuning in,
mm-hmm.
I never really went to the gym.
Right.
I only went, I think, 3 times.
Yeah.
And I'm 10 months post-op.
Right.
The intention is always there to go to the gym.
Yeah.
But I work a very active job. So I get like 12,000 steps in a 5-hour period when I'm working.
It's a lot.
It is a lot. And I'm constantly lifting. I'm constantly bending down. Like, I'm doing all these things that you would do at a gym.
Because I have to consciously make sure I hit 10,000 to 12,000 steps.
Yeah.
Like, I have to go on walks 3 times a day to hit these things. So you doing that in a 5-hour period is insane. So
yeah,
don't worry about it. You're getting all your stuff in. Like, I have to do my walks, and then after work, I still have to do my 45-minute workout to cover all the crap that you're lifting and bending and pulling.
I guess that makes more sense.
Yeah. Don't be so hard on yourself.
I try not to.
I know.
But mind over body. It's hard to retrain your brain.
It is.
To think in not only a weight loss surgery mindset of giving up certain foods, of having a healthy relationship with foods, doing therapy, like all these different things of why you gained weight in the first place.
Right.
And so it's hard enough to try to do those. And then you're trying to be like, I am doing a good job.
Yeah,
I am.
You are.
The proof is there. But then your brain's like,
what could help you feel better?
I don't know, because I have great non-scale victories.
Right.
And I have family and friends that completely, like, they always tell me, like, you're doing such a good job.
Yeah, they're very supportive.
Yes, I've always had really great and supportive friends and family.
Mm-hmm.
And I had you, which was great because I could talk to you about anything. And I didn't feel unprepared for what I was going through.
Right.
So I don't know. I think that's just a retraining your brain, which is one of the things is...
What are you trying to say?
I don't know. You know, we're just on a podcast. It's my
retraining break. No, I was going to say something with that because of, like, thinking about how much support you had.
Yes.
It's insane.
Yes.
Insane amount of support. And I'm like linking through my head, like, no, did not have that many people. It was crazy.
Yeah. I kind of was thinking about it over the weekend.
Yeah.
About when you had surgery.
Mm-hmm.
Because honestly, you know, we think about that.
Yeah.
You know, each other's journeys and how we can talk about it and what topics we're going to talk about.
Yeah.
So I was thinking about it and I was like, I have to apologize for not being there enough.
Aww.
Like, I did not realize everything that you went through.
Yeah.
When you had surgery. Like, a person that has not been in this world doesn't completely grasp, especially somebody that, you know, I was very close with you.
Yeah.
Still I am, obviously. but I didn't know everything.
Right.
Because you chose to keep it very close to the chest.
Right.
And I knew that you had weight loss surgery.
Right.
But I didn't realize what a big deal it was.
It's a huge, it's a huge deal, but I made it not a big deal for everybody else.
You did.
That's what I did. I protect all my friends and family with anything that's a deal with me. I'm like,
yeah,
don't worry about it. I got it. It's totally fine.
Yeah.
And some of it, I didn't recognize I was going through it until it's 100% you, because now I feel like I'm re-going through it.
Which,
if that makes sense,
could be a good thing or a bad thing.
So it's like, it's just making me be aware of like everything that I had and then didn't have.
Yeah.
It's like super intense. A little teared up right now.
Aww.
But it is a little crazy.
You. Oh. Can I take a break?
Yeah. Okay. I'm good.
You good?
Good.
You smart?
Nope. There could be.
There could be more.
In 30 minutes. I don't know what you're going to say.
Right.
I don't know.
So, well, just know that you're beyond supported.
Well, thank you.
By us. And
I think I just needed people to tell me I was doing good.
Yeah.
Because, like, I think people were so afraid to, like, say it.
Mm-hmm.
So, or, like, they thought that was going to be the one that would offend me. But it's like, no, like, I needed people to tell me, like, you're doing really great. You're going working out. Like,
yeah.
That's why I got really attached to the people at Department of Revenue.
Because they were so supportive.
They were the ones on the walks with me, mm-hmm. supporting me. They were like, they would get a little frustrating sometimes because they were like super afraid that I was going to like fail.
Yeah.
And it wasn't because of me. It's because of all the people they've seen that's failed. Mm-hmm. And so they were really scared that that was going to happen. But then
yes.
once like after a year went by, they were like, oh, never mind. Mila's got this. Like,
yeah.
She's on board. And so they would do all the walks with me and they'd actually like bring me stuff. Like I got vitamins from that one girl and
yeah.
I got nuts from one of the other ones. Like yeah. she's a vegan girl. So she would bring me all the seeds and nuts and
That's
stuff.
That's awesome.
So like those people I loved.
Yeah.
Cause they were like there all the time. They're yeah. on it. But yeah, it is different. Like my family's not, they're not a touchy feely family.
No,
and that's
not.
Probably why I'm so emotional. Cause yeah. it's like, how do you guys not talk about this?
Yeah. How do you not realize that I'm going through a lot right
like,
now?
How is
yeah.
this not, how are you not asking? I would yeah. be like, how's your day, guys?
Yeah.
Like if I knew, like anytime someone's through surgery, I text you the next day because yeah. I know the first day you're all foggy.
Yep.
And then sometimes with Cody, I'm like, you need to tell me when she gets out. And then one time he forgot to tell me and I was like, what is going on, Kelly?
Texting every 5 seconds.
I didn't know that she's out of surgery. So, but that's what I think is interesting because I feel like people don't check on me.
Mm.
And it's probably because I'm always just like, I'm fine. But
that's probably what it is.
Like I put off a very big confident person, but it's like, hey, I like to be checked on too.
Yeah.
I think it's the deal.
Yeah.
So, but my put it out there so much that I think that maybe that's why so many people didn't yeah. ask her. Like Eric's family's never really acknowledged it.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
it's kind of interesting when you, because they've known me as Big Melanie.
Yeah. the old Melanie.
And so like, it is weird when like your whole, like you're a whole other family technically. Like
yeah.
there was no talk about it.
No communication.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Well. But you did comment the fact that your mother-in-law does buy you pajama pants every Christmas in the correct size.
Yeah. She's freaking awesome. I don't know how she does this.
Yeah.
Because she's never asked me my size.
Yeah.
But she's been able to nail it every single time with these PJs.
So and she does pay attention.
She does pay attention. She's gotten me either from a 2X all the way down to a medium, depending on the
kind.
I'm like, you are perfect
yeah.
woman. So yes, she's really great at
that. She does notice it.
Yeah.
You just need that verbal confirmation.
Yeah.
From your family and your friends saying, you're doing a good job. You're doing everything that you possibly can. So just keep going.
Yeah, because I was getting it from strangers. I just wasn't getting it from people home.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, you're supposed to love me the most. Why? What's going on with all these strangers? I don't
understand. But strangers don't see the Melanie that protects everybody.
Oh, true.
So strangers are going to see it more than your family where you're like, nope, I'm fine. There's yeah. nothing going on. I don't know what you're talking Mm-mm. about. Like, you concern yourself with you. It's good.
It's true. Because now, like, I'll have full conversations with my mom.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not even a deal. Like, I don't know why I always thought that, like, she would be, like, worried or scared or whatever. So I'd just be like, yeah, she doesn't need to know this one.
Well.
When you're like, no, she's my mom. She doesn't care.
Exactly. You can talk to her about anything.
Yeah. So.
Do you think it was because it was so close to Dad's death that you were kind of more protective of her?
I don't know. It's a great question, though, because it was like a year and a half later.
Yeah, it was soon.
Or 2 years after.
Like, and it was very hard on your mom. It was very hard on your brother, Michael.
Yeah.
I mean, it was hard on everybody, you all, but I mean, they saw it, I think, more
yeah.
than you guys.
Well, I think because Matt went first, that it was just easier to be like, they just check, those do check-ins, you know? Because I don't think she was... I don't know. I have to ask her. I don't know.
I just have to point out that that was the loudest swallow ever. And that's what she said.
You're hilarious.
Second time. Okay.
Oh.
Yes. I think that you wanting to protect your mom, I think that had a lot to do with. You didn't want to worry her.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
No,
you
didn't totally want to worry
her. You didn't want to, you know, make her angry or upset her in any way. So your way of doing that was... I'm fine.
Mm-hmm.
Which.
Yeah, because I don't want to put my stuff on mom. She has a lot to deal with.
Yeah, she does. Like, but,
don't worry about
it. Mean, that's why she's your mom.
But I realize that it makes them feel better once they know what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I mean, I like to know that I'm there for you. And yeah. So if you don't tell me that you need me,
right?
How am I supposed to know?
You're 100% right.
People are not mind readers.
No, I have to remember that.
Yeah, you have to remember that people do not know unless you say something.
Well, I do that with Eric. I have to be like, oh, wait. He wasn't up here having this conversation.
Nope. Nope.
So I need to actually be like,
there's only one person in your brain.
Yeah.
That's you.
Like, I didn't have this conversation with you yet. Let's rewind.
Let's
rewind this before I get mad over something really stupid.
Yep.
So
this next section, I kind of already have
some. Are we already going to the next section?
I was thinking about
it. Oh, I have tons of stuff over here.
Okay. Go right ahead.
Okay. Because
I mean the next, like.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were going to go into body dysmorphia.
No.
Okay. I was like, we're not there yet.
No, we are not.
Tons of stuff.
Yeah.
I'm crazy. Okay. Cool. So let's just reel this back a little bit.
Hot mess train over here.
We're just going to finish the emotional stuff and we'll go into the fun stuff of my inner body.
Okay.
There's not really fun stuff, but there's like lighter levels.
Yes.
So one of the things was like how close I had to get to Eric because I was having those breakdowns of like, why did I let myself get so big?
Yes.
Like, why the hell did I do this to myself?
Yeah.
This is so stupid. I have to get surgery to lose weight. This is so dumb.
Yeah.
Like, I can't believe I did this to myself. So that was like a big mind problem for me.
Very emotional.
Very, very emotional. And so like, yeah, Eric had to like sit with me because like that was like a huge deal. I didn't understand like why I felt, well, first I blamed other people. So I was like, why didn't no one tell me that I was this big?
Yep.
Like that went through my head. Like, you guys are supposed to be my friends. Tell me to stop eating. But no one's going to tell you that. They're your friends. They love you.
It doesn't work like that. You can't just say, okay, you're going to stop eating because you're too big now. And the person's going to be like, oh, I had no idea. I will just stop eating what I was eating before.
Just magically stop.
Exactly. No, it doesn't happen like that.
So I did that. I did the blame game for a hot minute. And then I blamed my family. And then I blamed myself. I just went through all of the levels
of
it. And then I realized, like, it's a combination of everything, but, like,
yeah, but it's mainly on you. Yeah. I mean, you're the one that's making the decision.
See how I'm not taking ownership of it still?
Right? That's what I'm saying.
I know. Yeah, it was totally me. Like, I allowed those foods. Mm-hmm. I ate those foods. Well, no one forced me to eat
them. Yeah, you weren't like 10 years old being force-fed those foods.
No.
I mean, you made the conscious decision as an adult to eat the foods that you were eating.
Yep.
You made the conscious decision to drink as much as you did.
Yep.
To gain weight.
Yep.
So, which is something that I discovered in therapy.
Yeah.
Versus you didn't.
I'm just living it and just figuring it out.
Right. Yeah. Well, and she's just reliving it through me. Yep. So it works. I'll be her therapist right now.
This is very therapeutic. And we'll touch base more with this. With body dysmorphia, and we go into that because I found some statistics that I was like, oh, that makes more sense.
Yep, exactly. But yeah, I mean, with therapy, I discovered because I did the same thing. I blamed it on my diseases.
Mm-hmm.
I blamed it on my medication. Mm-hmm. I blamed it on my husband or my friends or my family who would bring me food because I was bedridden.
Right.
And when it all came down to it, I was the one that made the decision to put the amount of food that I was eating in my mouth. So it was on me. And I think once I made that, like, oh, it is my fault.
Yeah.
I did this to myself.
Yeah.
I think that's one of the reasons why I pushed myself so hard.
Mm-hmm.
Was because I knew it was on me. I did it.
No one else.
No one else. And so I needed to fix it.
Yeah. It's on you to fix now.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
See, and I think that I just took that way too far. Yes. I was just like, this is mine. This is my problem. I'll handle it.
Yes.
I fucked this shit up.
Yeah.
I guess I gotta lay in my bed.
Exactly.
And now I need to get up off my ass out of that bed and go on a run every once in a while.
Yep.
And
you did work really hard.
Yeah. It was insane.
You did take it a little too far of like not needing any support.
Yeah.
Because obviously now you're realizing, oh, I did kind of need support.
And what's crazy is that in the moment, I didn't think that I needed it. So it wasn't like I was like seeking out this. It's just like after watching your best friend go through it, you realize, oh, I missed out on everything if I could have just been more vocal.
Yeah.
Like, I probably still wouldn't post anything. Yeah. I'm just a private person. But
you are.
But I probably would have been way more vocal with you guys of telling you what I need.
Yeah.
Because now I know that, like, if you care about me, you'll help me and you'll help me out and support me and give me what I need and go back and forth.
Well, and I kind of wish that, you know, obviously we were in different times in our lives when we had our surgery done.
Yeah.
But I kind of wish we had it done together.
Oh, I know.
Just so we could have done exactly this.
Could you imagine?
But like, but go through the emotions and the journey and everything together. Kind of, you know, that we are now. But it's just you're way further along than I am. But we're still learning together.
Totally. Because this helps. I mean, so.
It does. Yeah. It's very therapeutic to talk about our feelings and, you know, joke around and like kind of get both sides of, you know, the story of the funny sides and the kind of serious, emotional sides. So.
Yeah. Because even my, like, remember you told me no. But, like, my brain...
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, she knows exactly where I'm going. Because, like, I look in the mirror, and then one minute I think I'm like, oh, yeah, you're good.
Yep.
And then I'll see myself in a window or something, and I'm like, oh, that's not good.
Yep.
And I could see the scale was fine. Like, I've been at the 181 for a long time.
Yeah.
I've teetered down to 179, and I teeter up, and now I'm a little bit higher than that.
And what was your original goal weight?
160.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it was about 20-some pounds.
20-something pounds. Okay. And that was a deal that I've never hit my goal.
Yeah.
So it's very frustrating. So I feel like I'm not done yet.
Like you're never done.
And that's what I'm starting to like come to terms with. Is like this is a never-ending journey. So now this is just the new me and this is just what I do.
Exactly.
I just really need to get down. Not that I really need to. I think I would feel complete if I got down to like even 175 or 170.
Yeah.
So... I'm not there yet, but...
No, but you'll get there.
Yes. In my head, though, because I was, like, tired of waiting. Not waiting, but, like, putting all the work in, because I'm starting to become back, like, not, like, old Melanie, but more or less, like, I don't want to work out.
Yeah.
Like, I can control my food pretty well, but it's, like, I just don't want to work out.
Yeah.
Is my problem now. So I'm, like, a normal human being with y'all on that one. I was, like, gung-ho, and I would go 2 hours a day for... 4 to 6 times a week.
Yeah, you worked out a lot.
It was insane. So I get it. And you get totally addicted to it. You get, like, you're like a gym rat.
Yep.
But not like the extensive creepy ones. Like there's some people that are like, you're here this morning, you're here this afternoon.
You're a creepy gym rat, back away.
Seriously. Back off. Those girls, those ladies don't want you. Simmer down. But yeah, so it's harder. So I thought in my head, I saw the stupid infomercials and I read the stupid ads about how like this supplement can help you blah, 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 blah. Or maybe like the apple cider thing, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, I'm glad that I talked to you about it because I was like, so I was thinking about taking these and you're just like, nope. And it was just like, not even a question. I'm like, I know, but I just want you. You're like, no.
I was like, wait a minute. Think about what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
You had weight loss surgery to get healthy.
Mm-hmm.
Pills are not the answer.
No, they've never worked before. Why would they work now? Is like,
in my head, it was your mind goes wacko.
Well, my brain was like, okay, well, I'm smaller now. So maybe if I take these, it'd be a little bit easier to lose.
Exactly.
I try to justify it and make it all logical as much as possible. And sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't.
Which way that you tried to make it logical, I was like, nope.
It didn't work.
Do not take that.
So I didn't do that. But see how, like, just 4 years later, there's where I'm at mentally. Like, it is a deal, guys. So
it is a complete mind fuck. That's what it is. Every step of the way.
I think Kelly just wanted to say fuck.
Maybe.
Maybe.
I think it might have been the first time I said it on this podcast. That's true.
It's possible.
Yeah.
I say it way too many times.
Yeah.
I do know. So you wanted me to talk about the haters.
Yes. Yes. I want to hear about these haters because I kind of want to punch them in the face. So,
you know, I've always been the bigger person out of any of our groups.
Yes.
So when you lose weight, some people get really uncomfortable about it. They don't like it. Okay. They get real weird. Okay. And then they're like, it's like a weird competition all of a sudden happens.
Okay.
Because they don't want the big girl to be now the smaller girl in front of you.
Okay.
Right? So there's been some friends that I no longer talk to because of that. Ah. Is kind of the deal, because they'll just stop talking to you or ghost you, and then all of a sudden you just slowly don't hang out with them anymore.
Yeah. And you think that's the reason?
I think that's the reason for a couple of them, just because of when we would, they would, wouldn't take photos with me anymore.
Weird.
So, like, it would be very, like, nonchalant. I'd be the one that has to instigate the photo. So
that's really odd.
Yeah. So that's where I was like, no, there's something there. And then, of course, Eric, okay. Eric validated. He's like, oh, yeah, they've always had a problem with that. So that's super easy to see. And I'm like, oh, I had no idea.
Whoa.
Tell me a little bit earlier, babe.
Yeah. Warn me of these people next time, won't you?
Yeah. So those, some of those haters were like, I was just like, had to be tough. Like, that was the thing, is like, fuck you, dude.
Yeah.
Like, why are you hating on me losing weight? Like, mind your business. Do your own thing.
Yeah.
I only have two shits that you just had two donuts. Like, I'm not judging you. But I think that's the thing that they, that people think, because we've gone through weight loss surgery, that now we're going to judging them on everything that they eat. And it's like, dude, I don't care.
Well, like, not only do you not care, but you've been there.
Yeah.
Like, half the time when people are eating donuts, like, my boss brought in donuts, Krispy Kreme donuts today. Mm. And she offered it, of course, because she's nice and she doesn't want to leave me out.
Right.
Even though I'm like, no, thank you, though. When somebody eats that donut, you're like watching them. You're like, can I transfer that
into my mouth
right now? That's
really, if you feel the look, people, it's because we want to eat what you're eating.
Exactly. I want to eat that. Yeah,
we're
donut.
Not judging you for eating it.
Yeah.
We would just want it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Two different things, guys.
Exactly. Yeah. We're not judging.
So don't get weird.
Because
that's very, like, some people probably don't even realize they're doing it, but it is very, like, frustrating.
Well, I think when you first had weight loss surgery and, like, I started to see it.
Yeah.
It was a little awkward.
Yeah.
Just because I didn't quite know, like, because I'd known you my whole life.
Yeah.
At that one size.
I should have asked you, how did it feel for you watching me go through
it
this?
It was weird.
Yeah.
I think I got a little awkward only because I wasn't sure what to do.
Yeah.
But then once we hung out, it was like, oh, she's the same, Melanie.
I'm still
fine.
Me.
Yeah, it's fine. She didn't go anywhere. It's okay. She's still right here.
Yeah, I think a lot of people thought that I was going to be completely different. It's like, no, I just lost layers of me. Like, I'm still me.
And you gain confidence, which is really awesome to hang out with.
Yeah.
Like, somebody that has the confidence to know what they want and when they want it. And, you know, it's really nice. It's refreshing to hang out with people that aren't pessimistic patties all the time. Like, you know, it's hard when people are, you know, just down on themselves or, you know, so you had that confidence. And so it was really nice. It was really nice and refreshing. So
I'm happy.
That's, yes. So it was awkward at first, but now
awkward. And I think that's common, like, be awkward. Cause even it's funny when I see people from high school, because they're just like,
yep,
hold on. Double take. Some of them can get it. Some of them don't get it at all. So I just keep walking because I don't really care.
So story time.
Oh, story time.
Yes. So one of those random stories we like to put in there.
Yeah.
So something you all might not know about me is I was gothic in high school.
Oh, true story.
Yes. Full on black eyeliner, black hair. I even wore a pleather dress at one point. May or may not have been in my senior photos.
Pleather pants for sure.
And red pleather pants. So my point of this is that I know the feeling, because people will see me from high school and they will have no idea who I am.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
None. And so it's always like, if I don't like you and you don't know who I am, I'm like, awesome. I don't even have to talk to you.
Oh, for real.
So it's really funny for my part to be like, oh, yeah. You don't even have any clue who you're talking to. And then they'll hear my name and it might, like,
a trigger,
wiggle something loose. But yeah, for the most part, they don't.
Funny, because anybody that used to say hi to Kelly, she'd look at me, she's like, do I know them? And I'm like, yes, you do.
Like,
And I would have to tell her how she knows them. And then she's like, oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
So now, like, You're hitting the reverse.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't know. I don't want you to know me.
Yeah, you don't want them to know
yeah,
you.
No.
Oh, man.
No.
Because what was, I can, this is a good segue. Well, now it's not because I said it was. But speaking of people from high school.
Yes.
So, got DM'd by someone in Matt and Kelly's school. Yeah, Matt and Kelly's class.
Okay.
Yeah. And that was weird for a hot minute.
Matt's our brother and Kelly's her sister-in-law.
So they're FYI. four grades older than me. So, like, I knew this person just because of my brother, because he wasn't really good friends of his, but he's, like, that distance
yeah.
friend.
Yeah,
and it was pretty funny because he's just, like, I think he even made fun of me in high school, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
So that's what I thought was funny about this is, like, he's like, hey, how's it going? And I'm like,
who are you?
Hi.
Yeah. Why do you think you get to talk to me now?
Yeah, I was like so confused. And then like he just starts asking me like things that I like to do and like what am I going to do that weekend? And like I had this guy in front of me. His name's Jacob at work while this was happening. And I was like, Jacob, you're single, right? And he's like, he's like, yes, Mel. And I was like, so this person's messaging me. What should I do? And he's like, well, let me read it. And I let him read him. He's like, you shut that down now.
Yeah. Like, oh. That's awesome.
And I was like, oh, okay. And so I did. I was like, oh, I'm going to Portland with my husband this weekend. And, he was like, oh, my bad. I didn't realize you were married. And I'm like, I don't hide it.
Yes.
Like, it says I've been married, how long I've been married, who I'm married to, because this is through Facebook. So I'm like, you see his mug on all of my photos.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, come on. I don't hide this person.
No.
So I thought that was ridiculous because that was like the first time like I got like a DM and it was like freaked me out because it was someone I knew.
Yeah.
Like I've had a conversation with this guy. So I'm just like, this is so weird that you probably have no idea.
Yeah.
Either there's two things. You realize who I am and you're fine with it. Or two, you have no idea that you
probably
just.
Probably has no idea.
That who I was.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I told this to Eric because this DM did one of two things for me.
Okay.
Made me really happy because I was like, huh, okay.
Somebody sees what I look like now.
Yeah. And then what I didn't like is that I liked it too much.
Mm.
So I told Eric immediately because I was like, I kind of liked it.
Well.
But this is what I said. I showed him everything and he's like, it's fine. He's like, do you want to hang out with this person? And I was like, no.
No.
And he's like, then it doesn't matter.
You just like the attention.
Yeah. And Eric was... I love how cerebral he can be because he was like, I can't make you feel those butterflies again.
Yeah.
So, like, we're married and I love you. You love me. Like,
kind of a permanent thing.
Like, this is just understand, like, that I can never provide that feeling for you again. But, like, he's like, what can I do to, like, you know, make you feel, like, good? And I was like, I just need attention.
Yeah.
I don't like the attention I'm getting from other people because it's weird. I'm not used to it.
Well, and you just want it from your husband.
I just want it from him. So, so he's like, way better at that now because I didn't need that when I was bigger because I didn't think
anybody wanted to.
I felt gross. I'm like, don't touch me. Like, people can see you touch me. Like, this is a big girl. Like, this is awkward. But, like, now that I'm smaller, I feel way more confident, like you said. And so I'm like, I need you to touch me now. So I have to, like, it's weird because he's never had to do these things before. So I have to be very vocal about it because I realized with me liking it and I was like, oh, this is not a good thing about me liking it. Like we've been married for 11 years and I shouldn't like not be liking someone else like messaging me.
Well, and like you said, it wasn't so much the person.
No.
It was just the attention.
Yeah.
And so the fact that you talked to Eric about it and you were like, hey, this is what I need from you. Yeah. You were very forthcoming. I think... that was a good step because some people would not go to their.
I know, and I felt like if I didn't,
that.
Then I was like hiding something
or
like
cheating or maybe emotionally cheating.
Yeah, just something weird. I'm like, that's not what this is. That's I need to get in front of this because, like, I don't want to make him feel like he's not providing enough for me.
Yeah, exactly.
So I'm like, okay, I have to tell him right away. But then I was so nervous to tell him. I was like, what happens if I upset him?
Well, what do then I you do? But you were forthcoming with the information.
Yeah, we did it in, like, the Target parking lot. It was kind of funny. I was
so
like,
funny.
Well, because I just got off work and I picked him up and we need to go to Target.
Yeah, obviously.
So, but I parked in the back because I still do that, which I don't think we've ever talked about. How you should always park further away from the store now to get all your stuff
in. We didn't.
We have talked about that. So I still do that. And we parked by the big tree in the back. And so I was like, he went to get out. I'm like, don't get out yet.
I got to talk to you.
And he's like, what? And I was like, I just have to talk to you real quick because I cannot go into Target thinking about this while I'm trying to buy stuff. And he's like, uh-oh, what's going on? And then I told him it was fine. Like,
it was cool. No big deal.
It was no big deal. We went into Target, had dinner, watched some Santa. We're back to normal. So I was like, all right, I love you. Because you made this so much easier. But I think that's the mind thing, like overthinking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's like you have like this fantasy world of what you think they're going to do, and then they don't do it, and you're like, oh, how do I react?
Shit. Yeah. What do I do now?
Yeah. Like, I've been just practicing what I thought you were going to do.
Exactly. Exactly. So. You have, like you said before, a full conversation in your head that they're not aware of.
Seriously. You know, I do have a positive one. I lied.
Okay.
So that is from doing activities I didn't think that I could do.
Oh, yeah.
So I went in like negative thought. Like, I go into the beach. You remember how sucky the beach was, right?
Yeah. Okay. And we talked about that full story.
We did.
On non-scout victories.
So. Yeah, it was. Good call.
Yeah.
Okay. So we talked about this and how, so now I can go up any dune and it's not even a thing. I don't even have enough.
Yep.
So I was like, this is pretty cool. Or just like doing any activities now.
Yeah. Because it's just easier.
When I'm with the nieces, like it's so much fun because I like going on the little roller coasters with them. Like, because we'll go to little like amusement park stuff. Yeah. Since there's so many of them, we like to have just play, you know?
She has four nieces and one nephew.
I do. So. They're all from Matt. So Matt and Kelly. And oh man, they are the best five, I swear.
They are really cute.
And they have a lot of fun and they want to do stuff and they're interesting. Yeah. And I love it. So like, now I feel more connected because I can actually do more things with them.
I know exactly how you feel.
And I got called the cool aunt.
Oh, so that's always awesome. Fun. Yeah.
So I was like, I'm a cool aunt.
Yeah.
So I think that's one of the bigger cool things I can at least say with the Mayan stuff is that it's not always negative. There's some rough patches.
There's definitely rough patches. Yeah. But I mean, there's so much more you gained from having weight loss surgery. Oh,
totally.
Or going through this journey, because would you have even had half of the confidence that you had now versus, I mean, if you hadn't had weight loss surgery?
No.
Exactly. So,
I mean, I've always been like a bolder character, but I used to be able to like steamroll me too at the same time.
Yes. Yes.
Like I would just give in. Like you now would. I actually say no.
Yeah.
I'm actually like, no, I'm not doing that.
Yeah. No. Yeah.
And that was definitely weight loss helped us so much with that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. I think I'm still in that stage where I want to say yes to everything because I just don't want to be in my house.
Oh, yeah.
Like, not that I don't love my house. I do love my house. But I was stuck in this house for so long that I just, like, anything to get out of it, I'm like, oh, you want to go to Target really quick? Okay, sure.
Yeah.
Well, let's go do that. Oh, you need me to keep you company on the way to Eugene? Sure, why not? So I think
that's true. You're like my errand buddy.
I don't mind
errands
it.
All the time.
Yep. And I used to be the way, like, if I had to do something, I would go and do it and then come back home as soon as possible and go lay down.
Yeah.
And now it's like I worked a full day. I worked, well, a full day for me because I usually get off at 2 o'clock. So I worked from 9 to 3.
Yeah.
And then I went shopping after, which, you know, that's even awesome. 10 months ago would not have been an option for me. So it was nice to be able to do that and like, and go by myself.
Yeah.
I didn't have to have anybody drive me. I didn't have to do anything like that. I could literally leave work and just be like, you know what? I'm going to go straight to the store. I'm going to go shop. And, you know, it's just fun. I think I'm okay being with myself.
Yeah. And it's probably so freeing to do
that. It is. Because I'm okay with being by myself in public. And I think it's needed sometimes.
Oh, okay.
Whereas before, I would have massive anxiety if I didn't have like Cody with me, my husband with me. You know, I needed somebody to be in constant contact with me. And now I'm like, I don't really need that.
Like, go away.
Almost. Yeah. Well, not that extent, but no, I'm okay with being by myself. Like,
yeah,
I'm, I like having that little extra time, like just to kind of readjust my brain and think about things. So
seriously.
Yeah.
Can we take a break?
Yes, we can.
Okay. And then we can come back and do body dysmorphia.
Yeah, that's totally fine. Hey, listeners, if you enjoyed your time with us, please rate, review, and subscribe on any platform you get your podcast.
Check us out on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Join us on patreon.com/OSLP, where you can get exclusive content.
Thanks for listening to Our Sleep Life,
a podcast for patients by patients.